All right, folks, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. How you doing? Dave here. All the best stuff from today for you. What was the topic of conversation today? Well, weekend activities. We went around the horn, talked about what we were up to this weekend. Thankfully, it did not involve shoveling. Classic brackets, they are back today. The semifinal rounds, you guys voted last week, and it's up to you again today. It was between Bad Company and Bob Seger. See how that turned out. March Madness is upon us. The NCAA tournament started this week. We shared our thoughts on that before thinning the herd of stupidity and heard from American Idol. Yeah, remember that show? Well, it's back again. We shared some clips today. It's all in here for you right now. Hope you dig it. It is the Daily Podcast.
So you went out and played golf yesterday?
You're damn right.
When you get Tiger inspired and, you know, you just said, you know, enough of the Valspar, I'm going to go play on my own. Was it a muddy mess?
No, really? So I was down in Atlantic City, not a drop of snow on the ground. There was one spot that was muddy, but it was off the side of the course, which I ended up in. Mm-hmm. But it was fine. Everything was dry. Awesome, it was great.
Man.
It was so nice to get out. You see the Atlantic City skyline along the entire back nine because I played down the shore. It was
beautiful.
Great.
Good. And what about you?
I watch golf.
You watch golf. Yeah. Okay.
Like most people.
I sat in the house most of the weekend myself. Right? Although Friday, I did get to go up to the Martin Guitar Factory.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, God. I got a private tour, and it was just
fancy.
Although anybody can take the tour. Mm-hmm. It's just the PR guy took me on my own.
Yeah.
Me and my son, we wanted to go
pulled
see
some strings, so to speak.
No, actually, a friend pulled some strings. Right? I know no one there,
cool. But
I know lots of people there now. So it was like, oh, my God, to watch them build these guitars, because we were in the custom shop. There's like a factory situation and a custom situation. Oh, God, to see these people are craftsmen. They are craftsmen and a half.
What'd you walk out of there? Out.
I walked out with a...
While it was a little lighter, I assume?
Yeah, it was... No. I actually did fine. Yeah. Walked out with a t-shirt. That's all I walked
wonderful.
Out with.
All with a right? guitar wrapped in it.
That is possible.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
It's underway this morning for us.
It's awesome, baby!
Welcome to the big show.
In the big show this morning, we're talking about the classic brackets. This is where we put the Division II classic rock bands up against each other. In the Northern Division, it's being represented by Bob Seger. He was one of the reps. He was one of the qualifiers, according to you. You're the people who voted for him. And then these going up let's try that in English.
Yep.
Going up against someone in the British division, which is Bad Company. Now, if you believe that Bad Company is the better of the two, if that is your choice to proceed into the bracket, well, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you're going to go with Bob Seger, text 2 to MGK, MGK. We'll start you off with Badco. So 1 for Badco, 2 for Bob Seger to MGK, MGK. And then when we're done with these two songs, we'll let you know who the winner is.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
So, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about? I got the wrong button there. What are you thinking about the NCAA and how Villanova's set up?
I like the way the East came out, and I think it's good.
Yeah, so
they
I.
deserve that because, mm-hmm. one, they're a very good team, and two, they got screwed last year with their setup. I like them going to the at least the Final Four.
Really?
San Antonio, yeah.
Nice. Cool. What about you?
I'm just tuned out because I'm a Temple alum.
Oh, I see.
Sorry. That's just the way it is.
How about
Penn
getting in?
Yeah.
Penn got in.
It's insane.
Temple's
out, Penn's in.
They're going up against the Kansas Jayhawks, which is the number one seed.
Upsets always happen.
You know, but for those of you, Cindy, were you following along? Were you watching Selection Sunday yesterday?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Shocked by that.
All right. And Dave missed out on it, too. So for those of you who missed out on it, just so you know, we've put together our seasonal song.
Blue Devils, Red Raiders, Blackbirds, Crimson Tide, Bonnies, Bruins, Bulls, Two Bison, and the Buckeyes, Rams, Raiders, Ramblers, Racers, Retrievers, Razorbacks, Briars, Titans, Gales, Boilermakers, and Lumberjacks, Jayhawks, Jackrabbits, Eagles, Gators, Shockers, Sooners, Seminoles, Quakers, Thundering Herd, Two Aggies, Longhorns. Take a deep breath, there's 35 more. Four Tigers, Two Cougars, Panthers, Five Wildcats, Horned Frogs, Tar Heels, Eagles, and Two Wolfpack, Bearcats, Two Bulldogs, Musketeers, and Blue Jays, Orange Grizzlies, Wolverines, Hurricanes, Highlanders, and Volunteers, a couple of Spartans, Mountaineers, Hokies, Pirates, Cavaliers, and the Aztecs, and complete your brackets. It's March Madness.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Yeah. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's rad.
MGK.
Right now.
In the herd. In the herd.
We start off with a 46-year-old guy named Jason Shantz from Spokane, Washington, who called the cops yesterday afternoon to report that his TV had been stolen. But when the cops got there, they figured out what really happened. You see, Jason broke into his neighbor's place the day before and stole their TV, plus an Xbox, and some other stuff. The neighbor suspected it was him. She goes over to his place yesterday afternoon. His daughter lets her in, and she takes the TV back. All right? Now, Jason comes home, all right? He sees the TV is missing. He calls the cops. He calls the cops to report the TV had been stolen and, you know, that he stole had been stolen from him, right? So I'm not sure what outcome he was hoping for, but the cops figured it out, and he's been arrested for residential burglary, theft, and malicious mischief.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, if you're caught red-handed, I believe you need to have some sort of excuse, even if it's horrendous.
Okay.
Cops in Georges Township, Pennsylvania, which is just south of Pittsburgh, caught a 46-year-old guy named Troy Miller trying to steal a car Sunday. They asked him for his ID, but he would not give it to them because he told them he was Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Now, Troy does not look anything like Matthew McConaughey, which is now the time I should let you guys know that I'm Sam Jackson. Just so you know, he was arrested for attempted car theft, providing false identification, and prowling.
All right, they both had beards, didn't they?
All right.
In the herd.
How are you, Steve?
Steve,
Dave,
really?
Steve, Dave?
Steve has two
well,
stories
you're
today.
Steve today, though.
Okay, you be Steve.
All right. A 32-year-old man flew into Lisbon, Portugal from Brazil.
Okay.
But when he landed at the airport, some agents there realized he was under investigation for drug trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have to work too hard to figure out how he was trying to bring drugs into Portugal, because one thing about the guy really stood out. It was his voluptuous backside. So the agents searched the guy and found he was wearing two fake butt cheeks, and each one had over a pound of cocaine inside. He was arrested for drug trafficking.
In the herd.
Lastly, it's sort of funny how things that go so smoothly in the movies don't go that well in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Four idiots from our very own Woodbury, New Jersey, decided to rob a 20-year-old guy that they knew last week and brought a gun with them. One of the guys was a 19-year-old named Brandon Wentz, no relation.
Good.
Right? And he's the one who brought the gun. And when the guy they were robbing didn't cooperate, he decided to pistol whip him with the gun.
Jeez.
All right? So he hits him on the head with the gun goes off and shoots the gun holder in the hand. Cops showed up as they were leaving. They pulled him over. Brandon not only was the victim, but had to go to the hospital. He's okay. He's facing charges of robbery, aggravated assault, weapons offenses, and making terroristic threats. The other three were just booked on conspiracy and robbery.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
Speaking of singing, this weekend American Idol returned.
Ah, yes.
All right? And there was a woman on it who... You know, look, one of the reasons why I hate American Idol is because of all of these people who have to do this.
Yeah.
This woman, tell me if this woman is not a human car alarm. Now, when she first starts, right, it sounds like she's just doing a vibrato thing. And then watch, it'll break into car alarm.
Come in.
Here it comes. Here's the car alarm.
Like, where's Simon when you need him?
I know, exactly. All right, right? It's like.
Did she get through?
What?
Did she get through?
No, no, you kicked her right out.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.